Welcome to the Max Show, the number one podcast on the duster or the world, where we talk and you listen. I am Max Dement, your host. I recorded a podcast a little too long ago, but I realized that I didn't explain who I was, what the show was about, and I don't really get to talk about me. And if you know me, I can talk to a wall about myself, or yeah, I can talk about pretty much anything. So my name is Max Ryan Dement. I am a student here at LCU. I am a communications major. I am interested in public relations, marketing, sales, and real estate. One thing that I am currently working on right now is getting my real estate license. I have bought a, let me rephrase that, my mom bought me a course on real estate through the Real Estate Business School in Austin, Texas. It's online. It's a bunch of PDFs of what you need to know to be a realtor, real estate agent. To be a realtor, you have to go up through the NAR, which is actually going through a lawsuit right about now that we talked about in Carrie Miller's class. Carrie Miller is a adjunct professor at LCU, and I have him as a teacher, and I think he is really knowledgeable about that stuff. I am the son of Randall and Sherry Dement. I'm the second born. I have an older brother who is a study abroad advisor for the Asian and Spanish-speaking countries at Drexel University in Philadelphia. We went and saw him for spring break, actually, which was a couple weeks ago. Me, my parents, and my girlfriend Cameron. I absolutely adore her, and she made me realize that I like to travel and I like to do stuff that I'm not really comfortable doing. So she's helped me broaden my view of the world, so she's pretty cool for that. Here's some fun facts about me before we get started. I have been an ordained minister for 1,361 days. So my 4 years is coming up pretty soon, in a couple of months. As of yesterday, I am a certified bear identifier. And, I'm a certified bear identifier in the state of Montana. Let me correct that. Not anywhere else. I'm also a certified rat tickler. So to be a certified rat tickler, you have to take a course. It can be 30 minutes to 2 hours, and it shows you how to tickle a rat. You can tickle a rat 3 times a day for 15 minutes. So it's useless knowledge and useless certificates besides the ordained minister. Maybe that could mean something. Or a bear. Or if I need to tickle a rat. So they're not useless, actually. Let me correct myself. I already said I was working on getting my real estate license, which is an ongoing process because I am busy with school. And I work. I work at LCU. I work grounds. It's hot and it's fun, but sometimes it's a pain. I'm sniffling and sneezing a lot. I have to take a Zyrtec twice a day. I do the Flonase too. That does not seem to help. But my lips get dry. I get sunburnt. I get rocks thrown everywhere. I wouldn't trade it for the world though. I think hard work kind of makes you a harder person. And I think that helps me. Maybe not for you, but it helps me. I'm dyslexic. I got diagnosed in 8th grade. I took a test. They told me I was dyslexic, and I was like, that kind of explains a lot. So growing up, I always felt I felt dumb. But I know that's not the case, but going back then, like, yeah, obviously I felt dumb because I was just slower than everybody else, and I just didn't learn as fast because I couldn't read or write for a while. But now I think I know that it doesn't put me behind, and I know I can't really use that to my advantage anymore. I used to say, like, oh, well, like, I'm dyslexic, and then people would feel bad for me, but now I'm in college, and they're like, no, you could do it. I still have accommodations. Like, I just get double time, so that's pretty nice. Only on test, I can get it read to me if I want. That's pretty cool. I tore my ACL my freshman year of high school. I tore my ACL, my MCL, and my got a secondary sprain of my meniscus. And that sucked. I tore it in September, and then I had surgery in October, and it was hard. Chris Huggins, a professor here at LCU, was my PT, and there was a while I did not like Chris Huggins. I think he's a fantastic guy, but rehab is not fun whatsoever. I have been around LCU for all my life. I am 20 years old, and I've been around LCU for 20 years. My dad has worked at LCU longer than I've been alive. I have lived at the LCU campus for three separate times. Once, whenever I was a baby, we lived in KR because my mom was the dorm mom. And that's fun to say because I can say I lived in a college girl's dorm, which is true. But the second time I lived at the on-campus apartments with my parents. We just bought a house and we had to remodel. So there's people talking behind me. And it's very distracting. But where was I? Dang it. They made me lose track. I'm not cutting this. So the second time I was going to be a senior in high school, and my family bought a house and we had a remodel. So we lived in the LCU one bedroom apartment. And if you know anything about LCU and the one bedroom apartments, they're built for one person. And it was uncomfortable and not the greatest experience. I slept on a couch for about 2 months, and then I would get up and go work construction, so that was not the best. And then the third time I lived in the Johnson Hall with a roommate my freshman year of college. So I lived in LCU two times before college. For the first semester, I lived in there, and the second one, I lived in there about half a semester because I would get up and go work out at 5:30 a.m. So it was early, and it didn't really work with my roommate schedule, and I would kind of feel bad. I love my roommate, and I think he's awesome, but it was just not a good time for us to actually be together. I mean, not be together. We didn't have the same time schedule, so that kind of shut things down a little bit. I lived in Sundown from about pre-K through fourth grade. I was a really fat kid. I played Pop Warner. As you would guess it, I was center. I also played flag football. There's a lot of times where I almost was over the weight limit to have because I was so fat. And that definitely helped play into me becoming the funny fat kid growing up. I finally lost the weight, like, eighth grade, I got a little bit skinny. Thank you for puberty. And then ninth grade, had surgery, gained about 20 pounds, was fat, then kept getting fatter over the year. Sophomore year, my COVID year, I was 220 pounds. So I said I need to go work out. Started working out. About a year after that, my junior year, I benched 315, squatted 475. I don't suggest it because I have bursitis in both my shoulders and everything's just kind of messed up, but I can now say I benched 315. Not a lot of people can say that. Whew. I have some fun music taste. It's kind of diverse. I like Lil Wayne, Lil Baby, Youngboy Never Broke Again, Zach Bryan, Noah Kahan, Hozier. And since I do have a girlfriend, I love Taylor Swift. I think she is the Elvis Presley of this generation, but bigger. But that's a whole nother topic. And I think that she is honestly the biggest thing to happen ever. I think she is just huge, and she can do a lot, and she has done a lot, and she's gonna continue to do even more. I mean, look at that. The Tortured Poets Department is coming out, and that's going to be even bigger. Sorry, there's a ringing. I guess it's just me. Yeah, that's me. There's not a lot. I like football. I like Whataburger. I will do anything for a good burger. which shows how fat I am. I'm not fat anymore. I'm just kidding. But I have some really cool friends. I think they're hilarious. Not everybody finds them funny. Oh, I can come off as aggressive and rude. But if you actually get to know me, you just kind of know that I can form an opinion on any topic that is thrown at me. And I'm going to voice that opinion. And I'm actually a very nice person. And that's something I do need to work on, because it does come off as rude and aggressive. And I don't think that's a good thing, but I am opinionated, and I do stand up for myself, and not a lot of people like that, so that throws some controversy. I'm an Alpha Chi. I'm not as active as I should be because I have so much going on, but that's okay. I mean, people say college is the best 4 years of your life, but I think any section of your life is what you make it. So, I mean, this could be the best 4 years of my life, but I could also, the next 4 years after that, I can make that the best 4 years of my life. But yeah, my brother's in Philadelphia. We got to go see him. I love my brother. I think he's awesome. I think he is one of the best people I know. We get on each other's nerves, but I do look up to him a lot, and I think he's helped me see the world for what it is and help me form different opinions and help me be the man I am today. Same with my dad. If you know Randall, you know that he is pretty much always the devil's advocate, and he sees both sides of things very well, which is frustrating. As a student, as a faculty or staff, as another person, but even as a son, I'll come home and I'll start complaining about something, and he's like, well, have you thought of that? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to put myself in their shoes because I want to complain about them. But my mom, she's awesome. I think she is a girl boss. She can do whatever she wants and be fantastic at it. I think that I kind of get a lot of my strong will from my dad, though, but he just doesn't voice it as much. I think I can be a difficult person sometimes, but also I think if you know me, you know that 9 times out of 10, I'm just joking, but I will be able to sit down and have those serious conversations. But I've enjoyed this. I can talk. I just looked down. It's been 12 minutes and 35 seconds, 36 seconds now. But I'm going to end it. So catch you next time on The Max Show.